President Trump's nominee to serve as the top federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. is facing a tough confirmation fight. That's partly because of information first reported by NPR about his close ties to a convicted January 6th rioter who prosecutors described as a Nazi sympathizer. NPR's Tom Dreisbach has been on the story and has some new reporting on the links between Trump's nominee and the January 6th rioter. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Michelle.
So could you just start by telling us who this nominee is and also tell us about the job he's nominated for? Why is it important?
Yeah, his name is Ed Martin. He's a longtime conservative activist and was actually previously an advocate for January 6th defendants. Earlier this year, Trump appointed Martin as the interim U.S. attorney for D.C., and he's also been nominated to serve in that role for the full term. It is one of the most important positions in federal law enforcement, top federal prosecutor in the nation's capital. But that job requires Senate confirmation, and there are a lot of questions about his ties to a rioter known for extremism.
Okay, so tell us about that person. Who is he?
Yeah. His name is Timothy Hale Cusinelli. He was convicted of nonviolent charges for storming the Capitol on January 6th. He's probably best known for photos he took of himself with a Hitler mustache. Prosecutors alleged he was a Nazi sympathizer who owned a copy of Mein Kampf, said, quote, Hitler should have finished the job. He posted a long anti-Semitic rant online describing Orthodox Jews as, quote, a plague of locusts. Hale Cusinelli said he was basically just trolling, but the judge in his January 6th case, who was a Trump appointee, said his actions made Jewish people less safe.
So what are Martin's ties to him, and what does he say about their relationship?
Well, Martin has interviewed Hale Cusinelli on his podcast several times, called him a, quote, great friend. And last year, we reported that Martin gave Hale Cusinelli an award for promoting God, family, and country.
He's an extraordinary man, extraordinary leader now of those who have survived January 6th. And I want him to come up and say at least a few minutes of thoughts and have you encourage him with a round of applause. Timothy Hale. Tim.
Now, after we first reported that event, which happened at a Trump property, Trump National Golf Club Bedminster, the Trump campaign distanced itself. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump, quote, condemns bigotry in all its forms.
So has Martin been asked to explain this yet? And how has he explained this event to the Senate? I think he did testify at some point.
Yeah, there has been a lot of questions. He gave written testimony to the Senate under oath, and he now says he was not aware of Hale Cusinelli's comments and views until after he gave him the award. And he said he denounces Hale Cusinelli's views. He said he would not have given him the award if he had known, and I said, I am not close with him. But our reporting shows that explanation is at best misleading. When we reported on the award, I sent Martin an email with a laundry list of examples of Hale Cusinelli's anti-Semitic and racist comments and sent him links to videos, trial evidence. And I know Ed Martin read that email because he responded to us. He said NPR was a propaganda outlet, but he did not distance himself from Timothy Hale Cusinelli after that. He actually later invited Hale Cusinelli on his podcast again multiple times, called him an amazing man and his great friend.
Our next guest is my friend Timothy Hale. Tim Hale has the distinction of being one of the most poorly treated January 6th defendants.
And not only that, Hale Cusinelli posted multiple photos of the two of them together, thumbs up, including at a party at Trump's inauguration this January.
So that doesn't sound like he's either distancing himself or denouncing him or denouncing his views back then. Did he say anything else about this?
Well, just this past month, Martin gave this testimony to the Senate saying he now denounces Hale Cusinelli and his views, said he was not aware of these views, and says they are not close. But at this point, both Democrats and even some Republicans say they have concerns about Martin's nomination.
That is NPR's Tom Dreisbach. Tom, thank you.
Thanks.